Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Monday, let's talk about charisma. You cannot buy it. You cannot develop it. You have to be born with it. Some charismatic people: Elvis Presley, John F. Kennedy, Joe Namath, Donald Trump, Mary Tyler Moore, Marilyn Monroe, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King Jr., Ronald Reagan, Willie Mays, Babe Ruth, Tom Brady. Now, there are many more, but those names you know, and they're all charismatic people. They were born with a special gift to attract other people. Now, just because you have charisma doesn't mean you are a good person. You can be thoroughly despicable. Putin has charisma. So did Al Capone. Villains throughout history had charisma. There are very few individuals who are natural leaders who can rally people to their cause through sheer force of personality. And that's what charisma really is. The most charismatic person in history was Jesus, a stone cutter from a backwater Nazareth, becomes the most famous human being in history. That's charisma. Now this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.